we're everything's fine. It's a dead issue. You know, we're moving forward at this point. I don't know. It's Lovey says everyone can have their opinions, so everyone's going to have an opinion on it. And you know, I just got to make sure that my guys that I play with on a daily basis are good with me.
But do you feel like you've been unfairly with criticism?
I don't get involved in it. You know, criticism is going to come win or lose. It's part of the gig. Cortland does a great job. I think he's the battery for that whole offense or that whole defense. They all kind of feed off of his energy. He takes some chances most of the time. He makes plays when he does. You know, good defensive front. They're going to be well coached. They're going to show some different looks. It's a solid group. Oh, we like to get all our guys involved. And B's one of those guys that you know, you get him involved early. He kind of sets the tempo for us. And if we can, we can. If we can't, we can't fall into a trap like we did last game and keep reaching for it. We just got to take what they give us and move on. Yeah, I love that, Matt. Anytime we don't have Matt, it kind of hurts us a little bit. But I thought the addition of Michael Bush that Phil brought in is great. I mean, because he's not Matt, but he's going to come in and he's going to give us a great running attack. He's really smart in the pass protection. He catches the ball terrific out of the backfield. So we're not going to miss much by putting him in. I think that's a fair statement. It's hard, but on the other side of that is you've got to go into games and you've got to play the game like you have complete faith. You can't be watching the line. You can't be guessing and maybe they'll block this play because you're not going to be very successful doing that. So each play, you know, you've got to believe in them, you've got to trust them, and you've got to do your job. Have to. For me to be successful at my job, I've got to have faith in him, and I've got to believe each week that he's going to do his part and it's going to allow me to do mine. I think so. You want this to happen early in the season rather than late, definitely. You want this to be a hurdle that you cross early in the year when it's not as detrimental to your team and you can fix it early and move on and grow together. And this offense is still young. I mean, we're still there's still a lot of moving parts that are learning and trying to figure out each other and the relationships and how to communicate within the week and during the game. So it's, you know, the sky's not falling quite yet. It's a group effort. It's on me. It's on everybody. It's you know, like I said, it takes 11 guys, and during the week I've got to do a better job, and during the game I've got to do a better job communicating with them. You know, you never know what's going to happen week to week, defense to defense. They don't show a lot of that coverage, but it doesn't mean they can't put it in. They're going to try to stop the run. Fish has always tried to do that, so we'll see how they play us. I think we all did. You know, you can't stick the blame on one person. It takes a group effort. A lot of it's going to fall on me, which as it should, and a lot of it's going to fall on Mike Tice because he's the offensive coordinator and he's in charge of this outfit. So we all learn stuff, and you learn stuff even when you win. You learn from week to week. It's a long season. It's 16 games, and if you're not learning and if you're not growing, you're not going to be very successful.